Imagine waking up to find bulldozers about to demolish your house for a new bypass. Now imagine that same day, your entire planet gets vaporized for an intergalactic highway project. This is the cosmically unfair situation Arthur Dent finds himself in at the beginning of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Fortunately for Arthur, his friend Ford Prefect isn't actually human, but an alien researcher who helps him escape Earth's destruction by hitching a ride on a passing Vogon constructor ship. The absurdity of parallel demolitions, Arthur's house and Earth itself, sets the tone for a universe where the extraordinary and mundane collide with hilarious results. What makes this cosmic joke so effective is how it plays with scale. The bureaucratic indifference that threatens Arthur's home is the same force that casually obliterates an entire planet. The universe, it seems, runs on paperwork and apathy rather than grand design. And how does Arthur respond to witnessing his planet reduced to cosmic dust? By fixating on the impossibility of getting a decent cup of tea, a perfectly human reaction to the incomprehensible. Ford's revised entry for Earth in the guide after years of research? Mostly harmless, an upgrade from the previous single-word entry, harmless. In two words, Adams captures our species' cosmic insignificance while hinting at our potential for both good and mischief. The Vogons embody bureaucracy at its worst, physically repulsive and fanatically procedural. When Arthur and Ford are captured, they endure the third worst poetry in the universe, a torture method featuring moist, grumbly puttings that causes physical pain. It's clever satire showing how bureaucracy weaponizes creative expression while adhering to protocols. The babblefish, which Ford gives Arthur for universal translation, becomes both a practical solution and a philosophical puzzle. The guide notes that this improbably useful creature has been used to prove and disprove God's existence, causing the deity to vanish in a puff of logic. The guide's observation that Vogons wouldn't even lift a finger to save their own grandmothers from the ravenous bug bladder beast of Trow perfectly encapsulates their character in one dark comic stroke. Just when our heroes face certain death in space, they're rescued by the Heart of Gold, powered by the Infinite Improbability Drive, a technology that passes through every point in the universe simultaneously, making the most improbable events inevitable. The drive serves as both plot device and philosophical statement. In its universe, causality loses meaning, as anything can happen without reason. Missiles become a sperm whale and petunias, while the ship's appearance constantly shifts. The whale's brief existence, gaining consciousness during its fatal fall, creates dark comedy, while the petunias' thought, "Oh no, not again," hints at patterns within chaos. Tellingly, the drive was invented by a student who had been left to sweep up the lab, suggesting breakthrough innovations come from outsiders too inexperienced to know what's impossible. Life? Don't talk to me about life. Despite having a brain the size of a planet, Marvin the paranoid android is relegated to menial tasks like opening doors and fetching tea. His depression is so contagious that he once convinced a pursuing police ship's computer to commit suicide just by sharing his worldview. The contrast between Marvin's vast capabilities and mundane assignments makes him relatable. Who hasn't felt their potential wasted by circumstances? His pessimism serves as a dark counterpoint to the guide's "Don't Panic" motto, raising deeper questions about consciousness and meaning. Marvin's character brilliantly balances humor with philosophical weight. When he laments, "The first 10 million years were the worst, and the second 10 million years, they were the worst too," we laugh while recognizing the very human experience of suffering he represents. Magrathea, a legendary planet that built custom worlds for the galaxy's wealthiest citizens, embodies capitalism's extreme endpoint. The planet amassed such wealth catering to the ultra-rich that it crashed the galactic economy. When their business model failed, the Magratheans simply hibernated until better economic times. Arthur encounters Slarty Bartfast, a Magrathean designer specializing in coastlines, whose pride in his award-winning fjords shows how artistry exists even in planetary engineering. His motto, "I'd much rather be happy than right," captures one of the book's key themes. The twist? Earth was actually commissioned by mice, revealed to be hyper-intelligent pan-dimensional beings experimenting on humans. This clever reversal of the human laboratory animal dynamic challenges our species' assumed superiority, suggesting we might be the subjects rather than the scientists. After 7.5 million years of computation, the supercomputer Deep Thought reveals the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything, 42. This anticlimax exposes a crucial oversight. The questioners never knew what question they were asking. To find the ultimate question, Deep Thought designs an even more powerful computer, Earth itself. This mirrors how we often approach big questions, building powerful tools for answers while unclear about our questions. Ironically, we've been living on the computer meant to reveal life's meaning, too distracted by trivial pursuits to notice. The mice, Earth's true designers, attempt to extract the question from Arthur's brain. When this fails, they simply invent a profound-sounding question. How many roads must a man walk down? A Bob Dylan reference that highlights the thin line between wisdom and platitude. The section mocks humanity's quest for meaning through technology, showing how we chase neat answers to complex questions, while perhaps the very act of searching matters more than any answer we might find. A towel, the guide explains, is about the most massively useful thing an interstellar hitchhiker can have. This everyday item becomes a symbol for preparedness and adaptability in an unpredictable universe. A hitchhiker with a towel is assumed to have everything else under control, as it can serve as a blanket, weapon, gas mask, signaling device, and more. In elevating this bathroom staple to essential survival gear, Adam shows how value lies in versatility and perspective. A towel is just a towel until you're stranded on an alien planet. Then it becomes the difference between life and death. The ordinary becomes extraordinary when circumstances change. Unlike traditional science fiction's focus on advanced technology, Adam suggests that simple, adaptable tools and knowledge are more valuable. The guide itself demonstrates this philosophy. Not comprehensive or perfectly accurate, but practical and portable, with "Don't Panic" emblazoned on its cover. In a universe too vast and strange to comprehend, maintaining composure may be the best survival strategy. The meaning of life might be 42, or something else entirely, but the key is to know where your towel is, don't take yourself too seriously, and above all, don't panic.